Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
There is a two-year-old stranded in Wuhan. Her parents are here. Chloe was on holiday with her grandparents in Wuhan. Her parents thought they'd likely pick her up when they returned to China for the Lunar New Year. But, of course, Wuhan and Hubei province and beyond has been locked down. The Chinese authorities seem to be okay with this two-year-old travelling on her own. Perhaps not the Australian authorities and not the airlines. The difficulty, of course, is her grandparents are not Australian citizens. Her parents are, but they are here, not there. So Chloe is stuck without her parents. Yuchen Cao is Chloe's mum. Yuchen, thank you for talking to us. Can I start by asking, when did you last see Chloe?
At the beginning of January. So we left Chloe in Wuhan around the third of January. Then we fly back to Australia.
And have you been speaking to her on the phone or on Skype or something?
Yes. For these days, it's almost every day. So it's been we went through a very tough Chinese New Year this year. So I've been having video phone calls with her and just asking whether she missed mom and dad. She said she was crying straight away and with tears. I'm not sure whether 2.5 girl can understand this.
But she obviously misses you.
Yes, but she just crying and said she don't want to talk anymore. I've been like, it's very hard time for I and my husband as well. So as a mom, I feel guilty to put my child in this situation. If like time can get back, I will never ever leave my child alone again without like. Without myself looking at her.
Oh, Yuchen, I think everybody just feels just great sympathy for you. How are your parents-in-law, Chloe's grandparents, how are they going? I understand they're a bit worried about taking her out of the apartment because they're worried about the coronavirus. Is that right?
Yes. So currently they are experiencing, like, they even afraid to open the window of the house. They even afraid to open the door to put the garbage rubbish out of the door. So it's horrible. They have been like almost 2 weeks without get out of the house, but the food is running out now. They're struggling about whether they should go out to take the risk to get some food. But however, like we are running out. They are running out of food. I try to order some delivery for them as well, but even the delivery come not able to like step into the like the security. So they're only able to leave the thing at the security door.
At the bottom of the building.
They still need to using the lift to go downstairs to get the thing. But however, like there is one patient has been confirmed as a case, like who is in very serious condition now. But
in the building?
Not, yes, in the building.
Has that person been taken away from the building? I would assume they have.
No.
Been. No?
No, not yet. That's very horrible. That's the reason I'm so worried about their situation. Because this virus can be like, people can be affected within 15 seconds if the, like, in a
person-to-person contact. Yeah.
Yes.
So you're
they are using the same lift. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. So your grandparents clearly don't. Your parents-in-law don't want to leave the apartment. They don't want to get in the lift because they're worried about getting infected and passing it on to Chloe.
Yes. Yes.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling like hopeless. I'm just trying my best to save my child, but I feel guilty. I feel sorry. I'm trying to get every 1% possibility to get my child to at least get out of Wuhan. So currently I'm feeling Wuhan's medical facility or hospital not be able to help people to be treated if they are affected. So
I don't think you should feel guilty at all, Yuchen. It sounds to me like you're doing everything you could do and everything you can do to get her out.
I'm so sorry to leave my child in this situation to be as a mom. So I really feel guilty from this point of view.
I think everybody understands how you feel, Yuchen, and I also think everybody's just trying to send you as much support as possible. We'll keep in touch with you as well, and good luck. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.